कथम से ध्रियते दंदा किं वाच्य स्थानमीप्सितम् दंद्या किं कारिणः सर्वे आहोस्वे कतिचित् निरानिराम् कथम से ध्रियते दंदा किं वाच्य स्थानमीप्सितम् दंद्या किं कारिणः सर्वे आहोस्वे कतिचिन् नृणाम् कथं स्वे ध्रियते दण्डा किं वाच्य स्थानमीप्सितम् दण्ड्या किं कारिणः सर्वे आहोस्वे कतिचिन् नृणाम्
Translation. What is the process of punishing others? Who are the actual candidates for punishment? Are all karmis engaged in fruitive activities punishable, or only some of them?
Reply that you are representing Dharma, Dharma Raj. So, we have come here to take away this person, and we are prohibiting. So, you have challenged us. So first of all, explain your position. Whether you know what is dharma and what is adharma, who is punishable, under what circumstance one is punished, and one who is punished, where does he go? Actually, all these descriptions are there in the Srimad Bhagavatam, different types of felix life, what kind of sinful activities are punished by what kind of felix condition, everything is there. In the fifth canto, everything is there. There are different planets where Yamaraj is there, how a dead man or his soul is taken there, the path, everything details. Yeah. If you say it is mythology, why we should say mythology? You have not seen the whole universe, how it is situated. You are simply imagining from this place. So your imaginology, and we have our mythology. So we have got some evidence, but you have no evidence. At least you have got some support of the book. But what you have got? You are simply meaning, I think, I believe. What is the nonsense? What is the proof? Everyone is saying, I believe. Hundreds and thousands, and what is correct? Everyone, at least we have got something correct. We don't say, I believe. This is not our process of knowledge. We, the subconscious person, we never say, I believe. No. We immediately quote from the shastra. Here is the statement. Sutta Pramana, according to Vedic civilization, evidence is Sutta Vedas. If you say something, and if you give evidence, proof from the Vedic literature, then it is perfect. No such nonsense things. I believe, we believe, perhaps, maybe. No. Such foolish things are not accepted. Then everyone will say something. There are thousands and millions of people, everyone will imagine something and say something, and where is the correct thing? This is not. God. Veda Pramana. That will be described in the next part. Veda Pranita Dharma. Veda Pranita. What is explained in the Veda? That is Dharma. Now, you cannot manufacture the. If it is mentioned in the Vedas, what is dharma, what is adharma, then it is acceptable. As several times explained, that you cannot make law in your comfortable home. No. Law is made by the governor. And you have to accept. You cannot say that I believe this will be law. We care for your law. You may believe. You believe as your own. That is not the answer. The law given by the government gives to the right, but you must have. You cannot say, I believe, let's say, no, that is not. Similarly, Dharmastha, it will be explained, father. So, what is dharma? Religion. In the dictionary, English dictionary, it is explained a kind of faith. But we do not take in that way. Faith, you have got different faith, I have got different faith. How it will be dharma? The same example. If you have different faith that you do not accept the government law, that will not do. You may have faith and no faith, but you have to accept. That is dharma. That is all. So, they very particularly analyze dharma. Dharma means, I have given a translation in many places, occupational duty. Everyone is fit for certain occupation. And the duty attached for such occupation, that is all. Nature. In one word, it can be explained as characters. So, just like a chemical, it has got some characteristics. In the chemical analytical book, that takes whatever it got. The characteristics, it is taste like this, the color is like this, like this, so many things. The child. So, dharma means characteristics. So, what is the dharma of the living entity? We are all living entities. What is the dharma? What is the characteristic? Common. Not that, because I am Hindu, and my characteristic is different from your characteristic. As living beings, our characteristic is the same. Either you are Hindu or Muslim or Christian or white or black, never mind. What is that characteristic? That characteristic to serve. The inferior must serve to the superior. That's all. This is correct. Find out all over the world, all over the universe, this service, that is explained by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jiver Sarubhai Nitya Krishna Dar. That is his real characteristic. He is eternal servant of God, of Krishna. This is characteristic. So, if you don't serve God, then you have to serve God. But you have to serve. You see, practically, so many godless persons, they have no family, no affection, no position, no home, nothing, but still it is the law of Kusa. This is the character. Because he has nothing to serve. He has no wife, no children, no nothing. So he must have somebody, keep a dog. They're still practical. You cannot have high standards. That is your character. If you don't have walk, then you have to start dog. Now make your choice. Whether you shall spoil your life by starting dog and become next life a dog, and by starting walk, you next life will become a walk. Make your choice. It is Krishna consciousness. If you want to become a dog next time, that is must. At the time of death, if you are affectionate to the dog, naturally you think of dog. And your soul will be transferred in the womb of a dog. This is natural way. And similarly, if you practice to love God in this life, at the time of death, naturally, you think of God. Then, next life. Taktadi hanga punarjanma naisi. Mameti. Okay, it is a friend. Taktadi, everyone has to give up this body, but he, at the time of quitting this body, you think of Krishna, immediately you go back home, back to God, and Krishna. This is the opportunity. If you ask, of course, anyone who is desirous of going back to home, back to Godhead, he knows everything about Krishna, that is why he is eager. So, Krishna is always joyous. Krishna is always joyous. That's just like see before you. Krishna is joyfully accepting to be bound down by his mouth. He is Supreme Lord. Nobody can chastise him. But he is taking pleasure. How my mother chastises me. This is also another place. Just like a very rich man, he always eats very nice foodstuff. So sometimes he wants, can you give me a little puff rice? A puff rice is not very valuable food, but he likes. This is change of variety of enjoyment. So everyone works his God, my Lord, my Lord, my Lord. So, therefore, God sometimes wants that we chastise me. He selects one of his devotees, first class devotee. You become my father, you become my mother, and you just die. This is not great. Anandamaya Vyasa. That is God. Ananda. That is Ananda. Here, Maharaj Dasara is going to bind Krishna. It is not his displeasure. He is not unhappy. He is feeling happy. That is Krishna. So in this way, we have to understand Krishna thoroughly. And if you simply understand thoroughly Krishna, you are liberated. You are liberated. Janma karma samedhi bam kishara ati tattva. One may question that many of them, if Krishna is God, why Maharaj Dasara is minding? But he does not know. That is a pleasure. That is a pleasure. There are many instances. I'll say one instance that there was a big prime minister in England, Gladstone, perhaps you have heard his name, Queen Victoria's prime minister. So somebody came to see him, and the sermon informed me that the Prime Minister is little dizzy, he wait. So he was waiting, 1 hour passed, and he still no message. Then he opened the door, he wanted to see what the Prime Minister is doing. he saw the Prime Minister has become a horse and his grandchildren driving. That is enjoyment. He is the Prime Minister, but he has become a horse of his dress. And this is the position. There are different thresholds. When there is battlefield, Krishna says that I will not fight, although I shall be on your side, but don't expect that I shall fight, because it is between your brothers, both of you are my relatives. I will not fight. No, Arjuna accepted, yes, you don't fight. So anyway, you can help me. So I said, all right, I shall become your chariot. I shall drive your train. So that's all right, whatever it is. This was the agreement. So, Duryodhana complained to Bhishma Dev that the Arjuna is your pet grandchild. You are not fighting wholeheartedly. So he began to criticize him. He was also grandchild. So Bhishma Dev saw that Duryodhana is thinking that I am inclined to Arjuna, not fighting properly. So he said, all right, tomorrow I shall finish Arjuna. Tomorrow I shall fight in such a way either Arjuna has to die or his friend who has promised not to fight, he has to fight. Otherwise there is no escape of Arjuna. So Arjuna, Duryodhana is very satisfied. Because a great hero, he was not ordinary hero, so he fought in such a way that Arjuna's chariot became broken and he became fainted and so on, so on. Then Krishna saw that my friend is going to die. So he became very angry. He was coming with the chariot wheel to kill Bhishma Dev, and Bhishma Dev was piercing his body with arrows like anything. So Krishna was feeling very satisfaction, because Bhishma is also a great devotee. So when Krishna came before Bhishma Dev, then now I shall kill you. You are doing too much. So he immediately left. But that was my promise, that either you have to fight or your friend will be killed. So these are the transactions between devotee and God. Generally people cannot understand. But if one understands, he becomes devotee. He is somewhere other. It's not very difficult, simply we have to associate with devotees and discuss this literature. Then we will understand Krishna very easily. And Krishna is explaining in the Bhagavad Gita about himself. In the 7th chapter, Krishna says, Maya Saktamana Pratha Yugam Janjana Madasraya Asamsayam Samagrama Jataya Sasi Tachino. Krishna is offering that Samagrama, coming in fullness, completely, as you can understand me, I am speaking to you. Asamsayam, without any doubt. Doubt that many, because God is great, we are very small. How we can understand God? There is always some doubt, whether it is personal, impersonal, outward-bearing. There are so many different concepts of God. But therefore God Himself says, Asamsayam, without any doubt. And Samagram, complete. Asamsayam Samagrama, Jathāvyāstasī tatsino. We just like to study a subject matter. it takes some time, takes little endeavor to associate with person who knows the thing rightly. In this way we can understand Godhead. Just like we understand so many science, so many arts by patience, then that is Rupa Goswami's advice. Nishchayat dhaijya. Dhaijya means patience. You have to learn patiently. Nishchayat dhaijya. Tattat karma pravartana. Sato vitti sadhu sanghe saragi bhakti prasityati. If we follow the instruction, tattat karma pravartana, as it is prescribed in the Shastra, as it is instructed by the spiritual master, we have to learn everything through the spiritual master. We cannot understand directly, that is not possible. It's like if you purchase one medical book and read that form, you cannot give up that medical. You have to go through the medical product and profession. Similarly, the Shastra says, tad-vijnana-samsa guru-meva-avigacchi. If you want to learn the transcendental science, you must go through the bona fide guru. And Krishna also says, this is Vedic Vijnana, Krishna also says in the Bhagavad Gita, tad-vijji-panipatena-paniprasmena-sevaya. Upadakshanti tadyanam jnana tattva darshana. One has to approach a person who has seen God. Tattva darshana. How God can be seen? Tattva darshana. Tattva darshana. One who knows the truth. Truth means how to see. Upadakshanti jnana chakusha. By the eyes of knowledge. Pashanti jnana chakrusha. Shatra chakrusha. Not that if somebody challenges that have you seen God? Yes, I have seen. How? Through shatra. Through shatra. The Lord reveals. You cannot see. Him God comes before you. Just like Krishna was there. Here is God before you. But you cannot understand. Unless we are advanced in Krishna consciousness, we think, what is this? A statue, a stone. And he's God? Yes, he's God. Otherwise, why we are spending so much money, wasting time? No, here is God. But how you can see God? You have to make the eyes to see God. Otherwise, God is everywhere. They may ask that if God is everywhere, why you are worshipping an idol? It's not idol, it's God. But he is seeing idol. Unless he has developed love for God, he cannot see. But it is, God is there. But because our eyes cannot see the spirit at the present moment, our dull material life, just like you are spirit soul, I am spirit soul, your father is spirit soul, your mother is spirit soul, but are you seeing the spirit soul? When the spirit soul goes away, you cry, my father is gone. Why father is gone? He's lying on the bed. You have seen the coat, pants, hands, legs, that is there. When you say God, now he is gone. So, we cannot see the spirit soul even of our father and mother. How can we see God? The Supreme Spirit. Therefore, God comes before you just like stone which you can see. It is to favor. God is everything. So, in this way, we have to understand God, Krishna. And when you understand, then he becomes immediately fit for going back home. Tattādehaṁ punarjanmanaiti māmyati kaunte. janma karman samedi bahu yojana asitattva. So, therefore, we require good association. Sadhu sadhya tato sadhu sangha tato bhajana kriya tato anattha nivittisya tato nishtha tato rishi tato bhava sadhaka namayam premna pradunha. We cannot develop love of Godhead in 1 second. You can, provided you are so sincere and God is very much pleased upon him. He can give you immediately. That is possible. But that may be somebody else to say, ordinarily, this is the process. If you have come here in this temple, you have got some faith on our path. That is called sadhya. There are many 100,000 in this quarter. Why they are not coming? This is the beginning. We have got some faith. Sadhya. You have come. Sadhu siddha, tatu sadhu sangha. And if you continue what we are doing, we are making the association to take lessons from these busy teachers. This is called sadhu sangha. In the drinking shop, we make one kind of association. In the student, we make one association. In the class, we make some association, different places. So here is a place. Here is also association. It is called sadhu sangha. Association with devotees. Sadhu sadhya tato sadhu sangha. And if one is mature, then he wants to execute devotional service. Bhajana kriya. And as soon as there is bhajana kriya, the unnecessary nonsense things will disappear. No more is it said, no more intoxication, no more drinking, no more that. Faith. When anattha nivittisya, all these rascal habits are gone, then nishtha, then firm faith, not to be agitated. Tato nishtha, tato ruchi, then taste. You cannot live outside this camp. Taste has changed. Tato nishtha, tato ruchi. Tatha shakti, then attraction. Then bhava. Bhava means express Krishna. Then there is love. There are different stages. So, this real religion is how to love God. That is it. Dharma. So, jato bhakti yoga. Tabai pumsan paro dharma. There are different kinds of dharma or religious system. But, real religious system means how we have learned to love God. That's all. Nothing more. No ritualistic ceremony. No formula. Nothing. If your heart is always crying for God, that is perfect. That is perfect. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sunnayitam jagasvatmam. Oh, you know Krishna, I am feeling the whole world is better. Better. Yeah. So we have to come to that stage. Of course, it is not possible for all of us, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told us how to become first religious person. That is, to feel always, oh, without Krishna, everything is better. Sunnayitam jagasvatmam govinda virahena. That is dharma. So, the Vishnu Dutta is tasting these Dhamma Dutas, whether he understands what is the meaning of dharma. Dharma we cannot create. Dharma is neither Hindu dharma, Muslim dharma, Christian dharma, this dharma, that dharma. Maybe some sectarian understanding, but real dharma means how you have learned to love God. Thank you.